So this morning we're participating in a very old tradition. We trace its beginnings to the Catholic Church and the celebration of the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi. But the desire to connect with animals and with all living things surely goes back to our earliest ancestors. Borne witness to us by cave drawings tens of thousands of years old. The word blessing is one of those many words that brings with it uncomfortable baggage for some of us. I've said here before, it's one of those words that requires exorcism. Exorcism of the demons that we have cast upon a perfectly good word. What I have in mind this morning has nothing to do with calling on a supernatural power to intervene or protect. It's in a more direct sense, to bless is to wish someone well, to make someone's life better by your mere presence. When we wish someone well by granting your blessing, there is an expectation that you will assist the other if they need your help. In that sense, animals both receive our blessing and bless us with their presence. For most of us have been helped at one time or another by the companionship of a beloved pet. A portion of this service specifically addressed to the pets here among us, and the pets that are at home or for various reasons, and the pets that are now deceased, but continue to bless our lives with fond memories. Please join me now in the responsive reading included in your order of service. That's the large 8.5 by 11 page. Surrounded by the animals we love and memories of animals we have loved, we remember with gratitude the pets, the protectors, and animal companions who have blessed our lives.
We give thanks for our valued pets, who taught us to love and to cry. We give thanks for our children's pets, who help us to teach them responsibility and relationship. And we give thanks to the pets who provide our ways and help our young pets.
Surrounded by beloved pets, we remember that many animals suffer. Surrounded by the animals we love, we know that many animals contribute to our lives.
We give thanks for all those animals who have helped us. We're animals who are us and find our loss and our abandonment. The animals who provide us food and clothing, who fulfill our burdens and entertain us to their advantages. And for animals who give their lives and help us learn.
Spirit of life, help us to remember that we live and work and love among the animals. Help us to be their friends, to love them and to care for them, and to protect them from harm, and to thank them when we use their lives to benefit our lives. Especially this morning, bless these animals who are the companions of our lives. Hear our outpourings of love and gratitude for them, and help us translate that into love and gratitude for all creatures. So, amen. So I'd like now to, unless somebody has a chihuahua in their purse, I think we have one symbolic animal with us this morning.
Yeah, that's correct. Allison, can you come forward?
Yes.
Would you like to introduce? Wait a minute.
Would you like to introduce?
Just Beth standing in for a lot of Beths who couldn't be here today.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce your Beth?
Yes. This is Queen Hana II, QH2. There was a first Hana who was departed these many years ago. And I got her from the SPCA along with her brother, whom I did not bring because two cats would be a bit much. And he isn't as well behaved as she is, nor is my other cat, Fanny, who I inherited from her own.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Queen Hana, for coming. So, in other churches, maybe if St. Francis was here, he could personally bestow a blessing that would have some extra power. I don't claim that authority as your minister. So I would like you to repeat after me as we give our blessing this morning to both Hana and to the Helsing. So if you repeat after me, this morning we honor and bless.
This morning we honor and bless.
Queen Hana.
Queen Hana.
Who's representing the pets that can't be here today.
Who's representing the pets that can't be here today.
We wish you all a happy and long life and relationship.
We wish you all a happy and long life and relationship.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, now we're going to have some more fun with the after choir. We have a piece of music called A Place in the Choir. And you know the song, you've heard it before. There are sound effects in this song. And first we have to rehearse those. So, there's a part in a song where you need to make a sound like a cow. This is what a cow sounds like. If it'll start. Let's hear a moo. Okay, I think you got that one down. The next one's the coyotes. Now they're gonna get harder. This is a blue jay. Porcupine sounds like? Good one. That's so good I can play it again. And last is a dove. And the dove is a very quiet sound, so you got to listen carefully to hear this dove in the forest. Okay, I think we're ready. So you'll get cued for each one of the animals at the appropriate time.
Those won't be playing.
The slides won't be playing, no. So you gotta do that, you gotta do this from memory. So let's hear your porcupine again.
Well,
got to bring this and this and this.